Today's episode of the Just Keep Swimming podcast is brought to you by Audible. Audible is an online audiobook and podcast service offering over 10,000 books and the ability to listen to your favorite podcasts, including the Just Keep Swimming podcast. I personally use Audible all the time and suggest you take a listen to Intentional Living by John C. Maxwell. In this book, Mr. Maxwell shares his story on how he was able to live a noble and purposeful life and gives you tips and tricks so you can do the same. So please start your 30-day free trial now at www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast, all lowercase. Again, that is www.audibletrial.com/JKS podcast. And if you have any more questions or concerns for the Just Keep Swimming podcast, you're always welcome to reach out to us on Facebook or at Instagram at JustKeepSwimming_podcast, or you can email us at JKSpodcast702@gmail.com. And with that out the way, let's dive into it. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to the Just Keep Swimming podcast. This is your friend, your boy, your host, Mr. Adrian Jackson, back at it again with another great episode for you. And you already know who's with me. It's the boy, the man, the myth, the legend. It's Mr. 1-3, dropping a hot beast for the city. Make sure you guys check out his future projects he has coming right now. I was in the lab with him the other day, and it was hot in there. He was dropping some fire, so please don't miss out, because he has fire coming for you guys real soon, about to warm you up this winter. But today's, ladies and gentlemen, I just had a small message I want to share with you guys. And this message is actually compliments of The Magic School Bus on Netflix. Yes, The Magic School Bus is on Netflix. Please go check it out. Definitely, if you have kids, turn off all those other cartoons. Let them watch The Magic School Bus, because it has so much to teach them about science. But my favorite part about this show is the teacher, Miss Frizzle. So Miss Frizzle has this amazing quote that she always shares in every single episode. And the quote is, take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. And I just think that's like such a beautiful, beautiful quote that we all can just hold in our hearts, you know, and we all have to just truly practice this quote in life, no matter what stages we are in right now. So, you know, let's just go ahead and break down all the little pieces of the quote. So the first part of the quote is, take chances. When was the last time you took a chance? And I'm not talking, you know, you put money on the Lakers, or, you know, you hit the dice table, or you shot your shot. I'm talking about, like, you know, you took a chance to do something new that you never did before. You cooked a meal you never did before. You know, went to the gym and tried a new workout, or you're trying a new diet, or, you know, you're starting a new job, or you want to get a new job. But, you know, you have that fear in your heart, and you have to learn to just let that go and just take that chance. You never know where that chance can take you. You know, one of my favorite quotes is always, you miss all the shots you never take. And it's like, if you don't take none of the shots, how can you expect to score? You know, I know I just said I'm not talking about the hookup game, but it does apply there. You know, if you don't take that chance to ask that person out, or, you know, let that person know that you like them, you know, how are you going to score? How are you going to know that this person likes you back? How you know that this is for you? You know, if you don't take that chance and go and try to mentor that kid, or go and sign up for that community service event, how would you know? You know, how would you know? And I'm going to have to use my girlfriend for this one, because she actually did this all this week, this whole quote. So I'm about to just share her stories. But so this week she actually went out and she volunteered. For the first time in probably a long time, she went out and volunteered with a random group. And, you know, she was fearful at first. She was scared. She was like, hope nobody tried to steal my car or nothing like that. And, you know, whatever the case was, though, she took the chance and she did it, and she fell in love with it. And now she's dying to do it again. She's dying to go out and do some more community service because of how the feeling it gave her. You know, yes, she had to pay her own gas and buy her own water, But, you know, the feeling she gave, that gave the feeling that she felt giving out clothes and helping out the homeless and people in need was something that, you know, I'm pretty sure that was worth the chance. That was worth the risk. That was worth the shot. So, you know, go out there and take that chance, you know, whatever it can be, maybe, you know, go join that team, go join that club, go give that speech, go take that class, wherever the chance may be, go out there and do it. Go out there and take that chance. You know, you got to go out there and take some risk, you know, no risk, no reward. So you got to go out there and take those risks. Next part, which I think flows so beautifully, thank you, Miss Frizzle, is make mistakes. A lot of us, we're scared to take chances because we're scared to make mistakes. And I think that right there is something that holds us back a lot. So I'm currently reading this book right now, well, audiobook, called The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. And in this book, this monk or this lawyer, you know, he was a top lawyer in New York, did like one of the biggest murder cases of the century. And pretty much he had a heart attack being in court. And, you know, the doctor gave him an ultimatum to say, you need to either change your profession or you need to give up your life. But you can't have both right now because this job is killing you, you know. And, you know, so he decided to travel to India to go learn from the monks and learn about life. And while he was out there, you know, he met this amazing yogi that's teaching him all these things about life. And one of the things that the yogi said was, you have to step outside your comfort zone and go mess up somewhere. Because if you don't mess up, how are you going to learn how to do it right? You know, how are you going to learn what you did wrong and how are you going to adjust and grow? And he was talking about how all the yogis out there, every single day, they make mistakes in something, whether it's shooting arrows, whether it's making a new bowl, whether it's, you know, weaving a new shirt or whatever the case may be. They always make mistakes. And every time they make mistakes, they honor their mistakes by, you know, thanking it. It's like, thank you for my mistake. Thank you for teaching me something new. And that's the beauty of making mistakes, because when you make a mistake, you can learn the right way to do it. So I suggest, you know, everybody go out there, take that chance and make a mistake. I personally do it all the time. I go out there and I host trivia, and you guys have no idea how many words I butcher out there. Like, I'm not the best reader. It's hard for me to read and talk at the same time, and at the same time, I'm not the best sounder outer of words. But you know what? I go out there and I make mistakes every single Tuesday that I go out there and do trivia. Every Saturday I go out there and play flag football, I make mistakes. And you know what? I just learn from the mistakes and move on. The other day, I set the team at the wrong spot for the start line, and I was like, oops, I messed up, but nobody noticed, so I'm going to keep rolling. I notice, and I'm going to make sure that I don't make this mistake again. And, you know, next time they got the ball, I made sure to place them in the right spot. So, yes, let's go out there and just make some mistakes, because when you make mistakes, you learn. You know, you got to learn. I think Will Smith said it. It was either Will Smith or Steve Harvey. But they said, fail fast, fail often. You know, go out there and just fail. Go out there and just try something and just fail. Take a chance and fail at it. Because, you know what, that's going to build your confidence. And at the end of the day, you're going to be able to say, at least I tried. At least I went out there and gave it an attempt. At least I just went out there and did what I could do to make whatever I can make happen. And I tried. It didn't work out the way I thought it was going to be. I made a mistake. I told the person the wrong thing. But you know what? Lesson learned. We can move on from it now. And I know not to make this mistake again. So, yes, let's take chances. Let's make mistakes. And last but not least, let's get messy. You know, in order for you to truly take chances and make mistakes, you have to get messy. You can't be afraid to get messy. And that's something that I think always... You know, that was something that always held me back. I grew up a lot working on cars. And one thing I didn't like about working on cars was how dirty I get working on cars. But I always noticed, too, that when I try to, you know, be passive with working on the cars and trying not to get dirty and stuff, that's when everything doesn't work out the correct. And by the time I get to the point of like, you know what? F it. Let me just roll my sleeves up and go change my shirt and do whatever I have to do to get dirty and get this car fixed. When I get down and dirty and get into the mud and get into the oil and start really just getting that sweat going, I find that I just feel so alive. I feel so accomplished because I'm just in here getting dirty. I'm not concerned about the body. I'm not concerned about a mess or nothing. I'm just here to get this goal accomplished. And I think that's something that we all truly need to do. Like, you know, take that chance, make that mistake, and get messy. You know, same thing with the kitchen for me. Sometimes I don't like to cook because I don't like to dirty up my kitchen. Definitely, I just cleaned it. Or I don't want to try a new recipe because it takes a lot of steps. I'm like, this is going to use a lot of dishes up. But at the same time, me coming up with those excuses is holding me back. You know, my favorite quote from KSI is, excuses are monuments of nothingness, tools of the incompetent, and those who practice them usually amount to nothing else. And if you keep giving excuses on why you're scared to get messy, you're scared to get your hands dirty, all that's going to do is, one, hold you back, and then two, it's going to make people not want to come to you because they're like, oh, this guy is afraid to get his hands dirty. He is afraid to get his hands in the mix, you know. So you have to learn to just take chances, make mistakes, and just go out there and just try something new, you know what I'm saying? Get messy. And personally, that happened with us last night. Jess came over and she waxed her legs. And yeah, that was a little messy process, you know what I'm saying? That was her first time doing it. She took a chance. She made mistakes because, you know, sometimes it wasn't too hot. Sometimes it wasn't too, you know, as honey consistency or where the hell wax is supposed to be. Females, y'all know this. I don't know. I learned this last night. But, you know, she went out there. She got messy. She took chances. She made mistakes. But you know what? Her legs are smooth as butter right now. And the waxing came out great. And she feels good about it. And she feels accomplished because she went out there and she took chances, got messy, and made mistakes. But at the same time, it came out with the results that she was looking for. The sense of accomplishment, that sense of fulfillment, that sense of, I did this. I don't need nobody's help. You know, I don't have to keep going to this person to do it. I can do it myself. So yeah, take chances, make mistakes, get messy, and see what happens. Like for me, Thanksgiving is coming up. And my family wants me to make the mac and cheese and the dressing. Yes, I'm the guy that makes the mac and cheese and dressing in the family. I'm the chef, baby. But mac and cheese and dressing, that's not a clean process at all. That's a messy process. You know, you got to get your hands in there. Definitely what my grandma taught me. Get your hands in there and mix it up. And mix it up and get your fingers dirty. And don't worry about that. They're going to get dirty. You can wash your hands after. That's what you got showers for. You can clean up afterwards. But right now, in order to get this task done, we got to get down and dirty into this. So roll your sleeves all the way up to your elbows. Take your sweater off and get ready to get messy. And every time you do that, I feel the love in the food. And I feel like my mac and cheese hits harder than any mac and cheese in the world. If you want to challenge me to that, challenge accepted. Please holler at me. I got you. But yeah, you guys, so that's what I just want to share from Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus. Take chances, make mistakes, get messy. When was the last time you took chances, made mistakes, and got messy? What did you learn from the chances you took, the mistakes you made, and the mess that you made? How did you feel after you took that chance, made that mistake, and got messy? You know, please share that with me. You already know how to reach out to us at jkspodcast702@gmail.com. Facebook, IG, we all there. Just hit us up and please share your story. We always love to hear it. But yes, like Miss Frizzle said, take chances, make mistakes, get messy. And I'm going to add, go live. Live your life. Live your life to the fullest. Because when you take chances, make mistakes, and get messy, just like how the monks were saying, it releases you. It gives you that self-confidence that you just get. They say that confidence gives you the ability to do anything in the world without being afraid of what anybody will say, think, or feel about what you're doing. And that's like the true definition of confidence. And when I heard that, I was like, deep. I needed that, you know. And that's one thing I'm really trying to practice. Go out there, take chances, make mistakes, get messy, and become the true you that you're meant to be. Don't worry about what other people think. Don't worry about what people care. Don't worry about what other people do. Do what you need to do for you. And I promise you, you're going to grow and you're going to love the person that you become. And you got this. You already know you got this because you're strong. You're amazing. You're loved. You're admired. You're wise. You're desired. You're growing. You're blessed. You're wonderful. You're worthy. You got this. You got this. Just get up, go get it, take chances, make mistakes, and get messy. And with all that being said, hope this message resonated with you guys. You already know, hit us up on IG, Facebook, or the email. If you haven't got your Audible book, I highly suggest go listen to The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari, because that's an amazing book. I'm only halfway through and I can't wait to get to the next chapter because it's dropping so many jewels. But yes, hope everybody had a wonderful day, a marvelous afternoon, a splendid evening, and remember to just keep swimming. You got it, players. Have a good weekend. Night.